Good morning and praise Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day, and we give Jesus the glory for that. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. And it reads, "Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and grace to help us in our time of need." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, if you feel unworthy to approach God in prayer, stop and read these words again. It says, "Let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." The word grace means undeserved kindness, mercy, favor, and help when you need it. And notice three important things that I will just shed light so that it will you'll be reinstated in your mind. Number one, when you need grace, you can approach God with complete confidence. Why? Because you are coming to a throne of grace and mercy, not a throne of judgment. All your sins, past, present, and future, were paid for the moment by Jesus. The moment Jesus said, "It is finished," on the cross of Calvary, right? Everything was taken care of. So Satan, whom the Bible calls the accuser, wants you to feel condemned, guilty, and unworthy to approach God. But the moment you placed your trust in Christ, God clothed you in Christ's righteousness. Therefore, you can always come to Him with confidence. So I encourage you to be righteousness conscious when you are in the fellowship of the Savior. Number two, when you need more grace, pray more. God has all the grace needed to help you, but you must go before His throne and ask for it. A prayerless Christian is a graceless Christian. And the Bible says, grow in grace. And if you're not praying every day, you're not growing in your spiritual life. So, what's the answer? Spend more time hanging around the throne that dispenses grace. Amen? Thirdly, God's grace is given based on your need at that moment. Remember that. He won't give you tomorrow's grace until tomorrow, so don't bother asking for it. But don't be concerned. The supply of grace you have in Christ will not run out tomorrow or forever. That means you cannot wear out your welcome by going to the throne of grace too often. The Lord loves His children, and He desires to commune with them, to communicate with them, to talk with them. That's what He desires. Hallelujah. So, take time. Pray much. And the Bible encourages us, pray without ceasing. That means, how do we pray without ceasing? It's praying in tongues, constantly and consistently, and keeping our spirit agile and connected with the Spirit of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We praise you, we magnify you, we adore you, and we give you the honor. Lord, give us more grace today. Oh Father, to approach your throne of grace with confidence that we'll obtain mercy and we'll find help in time of need. Lord God Almighty, we know that in our times of need, and we all have needs, you always come and visit us. You always come and meet us at the point of our need. Abba Father, I thank you that you're a gracious and a merciful God. And Lord, you never fail. You never forget, nor do you ever forsake your children. I pray that today, Father God, you'll remember your people. You will remember us, and you will bless us, and you will pour out abundance of your blessings upon our lives. Open the floodgates of heaven and pour out your blessing. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Flourish them, prosper them, keep them from the enemy, and preserve them and protect them, O Father. Lord, because they are your inheritance. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with ill health, O Father, struggling with their, Lord, sicknesses. I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And I thank you for, Lord, healing your people and giving them sound health and sound strength, O Father God, and a sound mind. And I give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.